Good morning. You're listening to 88.3 WLIW FM Local News. I'm Michael Mackey. Southold will use a portion of funds the town received under the American Rescue Plan Act to provide $450,000 in relief to fire departments and nonprofit organizations that combat hunger and address the shortage of housing in the area. Tara Smith reports on Newsday.com that the six-member town board voted unanimously Tuesday to distribute $50,000 to each of the seven fire departments that serve its residents: Matituck, Cutchogue, Southold, Greenport, East Marion, Orient, and Fisher's Island. Officials also voted to allocate nearly $100,000 to nonprofit groups, including the Center for Advocacy, Support, and Transformation, often called CAST, the North Fork Parish Outreach Food Pantry, and Maureen's Haven, a Riverhead-based homeless outreach program that provides support across the East End. Cutchogue Fire Department plans to use its share to equip department vehicles with upgraded radio and communications technology. Southold received approximately $2 million in federal relief funds intended to offset economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic under a stimulus bill that was approved by Congress in 2021. Unlike the federal grants that municipalities often rely on for projects, ARPA money has no strict spending requirements. The funds must be used within four categories: to replace lost revenue, address public health issues, provide premium pay for essential workers, and boost infrastructure. But municipalities have great latitude for spending within those classifications. The Sag Harbor School District will likely sign another one-year contract to keep Mashashamuet Park as the home of Pearson Athletics at its next Board of Education meeting set for June 5th. Kaylin Riley reports on 27East.com that the agreement was on the agenda at the most recent meeting, May 22nd, but was withdrawn at the last minute because Mashashamuet Park Board President Janine Riano said there were a few details of the contract language that needed to be double-checked. Sag Harbor Superintendent of Schools Jeff Nichols did not anticipate any difficulties in having the agreement signed at the June 5th meeting. When the contract is signed, it will be the second consecutive one-year contract agreement between the Park Board and the Sag Harbor School District. The district had agreed earlier in fall 2022 to a $13.5 million capital improvement project that it had planned to put up for a bond vote. But it put that plan on hold when an opportunity to purchase nearby lots on Marsden Street became available. That effort became the district's main focus from last September until last week, when a district-wide vote to purchase the Marsden Street properties failed by 75 votes. Security guard Sarah Atkins and substitute nurse Judy Marcus were honored by the Riverhead Central School District Board of Education at its meeting earlier this week for saving the life of a choking student at Riley Avenue Elementary School. "I thank them from the bottom of my heart for the work they have done and truly appreciate the quick action that they took," said Superintendent of Schools Dr. Augustine Tornatore as he invited both women up to receive certificates of appreciation. They both received thunderous applause from the crowd. On May 9th, Atkins and Marcus performed the Heimlich maneuver on a Riley Avenue school student who was choking on a chicken nugget and saved the child's life. Deborah Kamen of the New York Times spent 3 days on the North Fork recently, speaking to residents, business owners, and environmentalists. She writes that, like the tongue of a snake, Long Island's eastern edge splits into two distinct lines. To the south lies the cluster of affluent villages known as the Hamptons. To the north is a bucolic strip of farmland that prides itself on its blue-collar roots. The lines are blurring in recent years, drawn anew by an influx of new residents who fled Manhattan during COVID and never returned. Boutique hotels and craft cocktail bars that cater to them have popped up, and homes are selling for 50% more more since the pandemic. And in the tiny hamlet of Matatuck, a marina owner now plans to strip a hillside of 600 trees and remove hundreds of millions of pounds of sand to make way for 88 yachts on the edge of the hamlet's tidal inlet. Longtime locals see the plan as not just a threat to their fragile coastal environment, but a battle over the character of the entire North Fork of Long Island. Opponents in this hamlet of fewer than 5,000 people have collected more than 3,000 Manitouk signatures on a petition against the proposal. People are starting to cannibalize this place. They want to make it the Hamptons, says Stephen Boscola, an accountant whose family home sits directly above the site of the proposed development. Their back deck overlooks a forested hillside that will be destroyed if the project continues. But the marina owner turned developer is not a new transplant from Manhattan. He's one of their own, Jeff Strong, 66, who has lived in Matatuck since he was a boy, and his family business goes back three generations. Deborah Kamen of the New York Times spent 3 days on the North Fork recently, speaking to residents, business owners, and environmentalists about a proposal from Strong's Marine to excavate a hillside at Strong's Yacht Center on West Will Road in Matatuck in order to build two roughly 50,000 square feet heated yacht storage buildings. Mr. Strong, the president of the company, estimates it will cost him more than $5 million to clear the hill, truck out the sand, and then build the two 45-foot-tall storage sheds, each around 50,000 square feet. The yacht storage facility, he said, will offer heated indoor winter storage that fills a gap in the market for wealthy boaters from Hamptons communities like Sag Harbor and Amagansett, as well as Westchester County in Connecticut, and will put up to $65,000 in property taxes and $474,000 in sales taxes into the town of Southold's coffers each year. Locals opposed to the project say wealthy yacht owners from across the Sound and across the Fork should find somewhere else to park their vessels in the winter. Some residents of Matatuck have accused Mr. Strong of a bait and switch, suggesting his goal is not long-term profit, but immediate sale and gain from valuable sand selling. The Southampton Cultural Center commences its Free Concerts in the Park series this evening with a performance by Nancy Atlas. The concert starts at 6:30 p.m. at Agawam Park in Southampton Village. The series continues throughout the summer. Some upcoming artists include the Next Level Band, the Lynn Blue Band, Southbound, Penny Lane, the John Fogerty Tribute Band, the Loan Sharks, ELO Tribute Band, Damaged Goods, Mean Machine, and, of course, this evening, starting at 6:30 p.m. at Agawam Park in Southampton Village, the East End's own Nancy Atlas. For more information, go to the Southampton Cultural Center's website at scc-arts.org. Tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Agawam Park. Sag Harbor Village and Southampton Town officials yesterday unveiled John Steinbeck Waterfront Park. Joe Workmeister reports on Newsday.com that the new 1.25-acre park on prime real estate overlooking Sag Harbor Cove pays tribute to the Nobel Prize-winning author who called the village home for more than a decade. Sag Harbor Mayor James LaRocca called the derelict buildings that previously stood on the site during a ceremony attended by more than 100 people. He estimated about $3 million in community donations made the park's design and construction possible. Southampton Town bought the land in 2019 for $10.5 million with revenue from its Community Preservation Fund, which is financed through a 2% tax on real estate transfers. The park, with its now fresh green grass, features picnic tables, benches along the waterfront, and newly planted red oak and sour gum trees. More than 40 stones also provide three rows of tiered seating facing the water. Edmund Hollander, the park's designer and landscape architect, said it ranks as one of his favorite projects of his career. It was a pleasure and honor for me to be able to be part of this and to create this space for everyone in the village of Sag Harbor, he said. At the start of Thursday morning ceremony, members of Boy Scout Troop 455 raised the American flag in John Steinbeck Waterfront Park for the first time. Sag Harbor Elementary School's chorus then sang the national anthem, followed by local musicians Byron Koontz performing Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land, with the audience singing along to the chorus. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.